is a very big deal because we're looking at the potential to extract close to 3.5 million barrels of oil a year between both countries. I think it's significant because both countries can leverage their weight in the diplomatic circles to extract concessions from Eni, from Chevron, in terms of extracting the oil. But both countries can also pool their resources in terms of scaling the project and bringing the cost of that extraction down. The challenge will be whether this oil wealth will actually end up benefiting the people of Angola and the people of the DRC. I think that's a big question.
Talking of benefiting either country, DR Congo, despite its large mineral resources, has had the conflict in the east. But Angola is playing a very crucial role in the region these days, including mediating between Rwanda and DRC. Would that help the situation?
Those are two separate issues. In terms of Angola's mediation, I think that's important. Angola is, you know, borders the DRC. It has had a very difficult relationship with the DRC in the era of Mobutu because he supported the UNITA rebels for many years. But specifically in terms of this oil extraction, Angola really has to manage this oil wealth well because Angola is one of the countries most heavily indebted to the IMF on the continent and also to China. On the other side, you have the DRC, which in spite of its vast resources, is one of the poorest countries on the continent. And as we know from the east, the central government in Kinshasa is not in control of many parts of the country. So whereas this is an opportunity for both countries to increase their revenue, but both countries also have significant debt. And I must add that even though this oil wealth has been found, globally we've really been trying to move away from oil, right? This decarbonization of the global economy. I think that's also something both countries need to think about. As much as they extract this oil, they should also use some of those revenues to invest in cleaner forms of energy and in green technologies, which I think will help in terms of climate change and global warming.
What do you make of the oil cars, especially as far as DRC is concerned?
Yes, this is definitely a major problem. We know many countries like Nigeria, which suffer from the oil curse. And we know in the case of Nigeria, what ended up happening is when oil was found, then the government neglected other parts of the economy. And all these petrol dollars that were coming into Nigeria actually ended up increasing inflation. So I think that's something Angola and the DRC need to be very careful about.